Hello and welcome to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. Happy Eclipse Day. That was pretty exciting and interesting. I'm curious if you saw it, if you were able to look at it with your eyes. I looked at some of the live feed on CBC's YouTube channel because I didn't have the special fancy glasses, but I went outside when it was happening and it was really eerie because you could tell that the sun wasn't quite full, but and everything felt so quiet. So I hope that you had a good experience of the eclipse if you're at a place in the world where you can view that experience. And they do say that eclipses are a time for new beginnings. There's a lot of different beliefs around what this means when these sort of celestial events happen. So today we're just going to assume that it means new and fresh beginnings. And today's show, I had an interview that I was going to air, but I decided the other day that I wanted to dedicate this show today to love. And it's perfect because I saw a video from someone who I really enjoy watching. He's a transformational comedian named Kyle Cease. He's given me permission to play his YouTube video called Attacking Hate with Love. Before I jump into that, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory on the University of British Columbia campus. And or you might also be listening online at citr.ca or empowerradio.com or on the Co-Creator Network. And thank you wherever you are tuning in from and whatever time and space, if you're listening live or on the podcast version, I just want to send you my love today. There's been so much going on in the world and I find it pretty upsetting and unsettling. And it's such an important time to come back and remember that in this moment that we're safe. And that there's so much that we have to be thankful for and so many things that we can do on a small scale. Sometimes it feels like, I don't know about you, but sometimes to me it feels like I have this obligation to fix the world's problems. And it's like there's 7.5 billion of us. How can just one person make a difference? Well, the best way that we can make a difference is really on that individual level and in the community level of being a kind person and embodying the values that we value. So I'm going to take it away with Kyle Cease here on his message, Attacking Hate with Love, and then we'll jump into a loving kindness meditation.
I got so excited about this that right when I got home from the gym, I didn't even shower or wash my hair. So I'm just going to make this video while I still feel this calling, and I want to tell you about it. I know we know right now that there is a massive movement of hate happening across the world and, of course, in our country. And I'm going to start off by telling you that right after I went to the gym, I went to grab a protein smoothie from a place, and I bumped into a person that I kind of half know. She's a trainer at a place I work out at, and I just said hi to her, and when we went into the place, I decided to buy her smoothie, and she was like, oh, no, I can't take it, and I said, please let me buy this for you. It's on me. It's just so cool to see you. And so that started us talking about, after I bought it, and you could see her feel so much better. Just feel like kind of hesitant to take it, but then like feel like loved and taken care of. And then I felt like I received something in that. And then she started talking to me about what she's doing that day. And she was going to work with some people at TED Talks. And she said, I would like to give them your information. And had I not bought that, I wouldn't have known that. Then the people at the smoothie place, they had these like face masks things that they said, oh, we'd love to just give you these to give to your fiance Christy because they know that we have a baby and she might like them to relax. So immediately in that buying of the smoothie, without even knowing about it, I just got back a conversation, a TED Talk possibility, and then a bunch of free products that were worth probably more than the smoothie was. But even more, what I got was this idea that's showing up for me right now. we know there's a movement of hate, and the counter to a movement of hate is a movement of love, a movement of selflessness. I feel so fired up and so free and so excited when I do something for no reason for my own gain, but just for the world. Whether it's going out and picking up trash, donating money to a charity, buying something for someone that wasn't expecting it, I end up feeling free. And in that freedom, all of a sudden, I feel this excitement. And instead of being in absolute fear and anger about what is arising in the negative, we got to be the positive. We got to be something, and we could really create a movement here. Now, I know you hear that and think I'm just in a fantasy. In fact, I didn't even comb my hair. I just look like a crazy guy on the couch with way too many pillows behind me and a baby crying upstairs that you can hear. But what I'm doing right now is I am calling out to you watching this right now, and every person watching this right now, to consider doing something selfless. Doing something selfless for anyone. I mean it. We have been stuck in a rut of just trying to make money, trying to live, living our lives, watching Netflix, being on Facebook, and doing these things. And imagine what would happen if we started a movement of breaking away from what we were and into the infinite loving beings that we are. Imagine what you would feel. You can't tell right now because it's beyond stuff that we've done. But what would happen if you did spend the weekend volunteering somewhere, visiting a children's hospital, donating to homeless people, doing something that was just beyond you, calling someone you haven't spoken to a while and forgiving them if you had a problem with them, picking up trash somewhere, going to a location and just filling garbage bags with crap. You wouldn't understand what you would feel, but it would access a place in you for all kinds of rewards that you can't see. But don't do it for that. Don't look for the reward. Do it because you're surrendering yourself. But I am so in love with the idea of a selfless movement. And I believe it can start all over the place, but I believe that just this idea can start here. And it really started with me saying, let me get you the smoothie. Think about that. Just saying, let me get you the smoothie. All of a sudden, I am so alive. And I just thought to myself, if anyone does anything selfless right now, then that also came for the price of that smoothie. If anyone else does another thing and then comments and puts in the comment what they did, then that also came from that. And how many things are going to come from the ripple effect of the things that you are doing for other people? How are you going to be different? How are you going to create that aliveness? This is an exciting time also, because it's in that darkness that we start to move to a higher place and be even better people. And so while this hate is going on, we're going to counter it with love. And love can move a million times faster than hate. You can, from love, help people get right in their bodies. You can make a video that goes viral instantly from a place of love. You can write a book from passion from a place of love. You're not trying to get anything. You're not selfish. You're selfless. And in that selflessness, all your gifts come through on levels you can't see. It enhances your health, your relationships, and everything else. So I'm calling everyone that watches this video right now to do something selfless today. And if you like it, do something selfless tomorrow. And if you do something selfless today, please put it in the comments today and share this and see if you can get someone else to do something selfless today. Maybe accidentally, that darkness can be the catalyst to drive us into cleaning up our world, being better people, being humanitarians, feeling the reason why we're on this planet. I'm calling a movement, a third movement. I know there's the hate movement, but we're going to have a real movement, a movement of love that's going to counter it. And I promise you, it's going to move a million times faster than hate. And eventually hate's going to go, I'd rather be in the love movement. So let's do this.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
My name is David Scott. I play wide receiver for the University of British Columbia football team, and I'm here to discuss the Be More Than a Bystander program. Myself and a few other players were lucky enough to work alongside the BC Lions and EVA, the Ending Violence Association, to support this cause. The main goal of the Be More Than a Bystander initiative is to increase awareness of domestic violence against women. For more information on the cause, please visit endingviolence.org.
Do you want to voice this one?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Do you want me to voice it?
I can voice it. Please voice
That's
this
the
one.
Wrong mic.
I forgot.
You f- dip. I can't believe I put up with this. And I asked for a grape soda, you asshole. Okay.
Due to a labor dispute, CITR is missing its star voice actors. That means if you're interested in producing PSAs, advertisements, and various other promotional wonders for airplay on the radio, we need you. Learn how to get involved with CITR's production department and all other facets of volunteering at CITR and Discord or magazine at CITR.ca. Programming, photography, media training, and more. Plus, a guest star in the lounge. Nope, wait, we can't promise that.
Can't believe I put up with this.
Are you aware, radio? Alternate Thursday 6 to 7 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM. Profiling music and musicians take the route of positive action over apathy.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and we're going to jump into this live loving kindness meditation. I am doing this just spontaneously. It's not scripted, so it will be imperfect. I can promise you that. But here we are doing the best we can. If you are driving or operating heavy machinery, please do not close your eyes. Please stay aware and awake. Be safe. If you're in a place where it's safe to do so, you can close your eyes. Or pick a location on the floor and just have a soft gaze. Whatever feels best for you. And we'll start with some open focus, tuning into our hearts and our bodies. And this is meant to be an effortless experience. No forcing, just allowing what comes up. Now, can you focus your attention on your heart? Can you imagine, just gently imagine, sense that you are breathing into your heart? And now gently sense, imagine, or feel the space in your heart. Feel the space that your heart occupies in your body. And now, can you imagine or sense the space of your entire chest cavity? And can you imagine the space outside of your chest, outside the surface of your body? Just gently feeling the space that our bodies take up in the room. Just noticing how that feels. And now, can you focus your energy back to your heart? Is it possible to focus your attention back to your heart? And now, can you imagine or sense the energy emanating from your heart? And as if you're just turning up the volume of this energy, or turning up the light a little brighter, can you increase the size and the intensity of the energy coming from your heart? And now, with our attention focused on the heart, or anywhere in your body that you notice a welling up of energy, it could be in your stomach, in your chest, maybe even in your throat. Just gently be aware of where this sensation is coming from. Tune into it for a moment. And now we move into loving kindness. We'll start for loving kindness for yourself. Sometimes in our culture, we can find it hard to have love and compassion for ourselves. If this is true for you, you can picture a younger version of yourself. Maybe when you were a tiny baby, or when you were 2 years old. And just be present to whatever comes up. Don't force it. Just allow. Allow kindness to well up inside you. And just sense the phrases, or say them in your mind. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be strong in body and mind. May you be free from suffering. And may you be filled with love and compassion for yourself and others. In this loving kindness meditation, we'll expand our compassion and love out from us, layer upon layer. Next, picture or sense or imagine someone you care about. Could be a person you love very much. Or perhaps it's a pet. Hold this person or pet in your awareness. And send them these loving wishes. If it helps, you can put your hand over your heart. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. May you be strong and resilient in body and mind. And may you be filled with love and compassion for yourself and others. And just take a moment, if your mind has wandered, to recenter on your heart, opening your heart just a little more. Imagine that your heart is like the eclipse after the moon passes over and it starts uncovering. When it gets a little brighter and a little more open every moment. Next, let's picture someone neutral in your experience. Someone who you don't have special feelings for, but they're just neutral. Maybe someone you see during your day, a person who gets you coffee in the morning, or person who delivers your mail, someone who you have neutral or pleasant feelings towards. And with this person in mind and intention, may you be safe. May you be happy. May you have a special experience today that opens your heart a little wider. May you be strong and resilient in mind and body. May you be free from suffering. And may you have the opportunity to live with purpose today. And may your heart be filled with kindness and compassion for yourself and for others. Thank you. Next, as we move and expand our compassion out into the world, out beyond the realm of our inner circle, it's time to picture someone you have some negative feelings towards. And being present to notice what comes up, what thoughts come up. You may feel, I can't send love to this person or to this group of people. Could be someone inside your social circle who's upset you. Could be someone or a group of people with different views or beliefs. Noticing those thoughts that come up about your intention to send love. No judgment, just noticing. Loving that part of yourself, and that part of you that feels resistance. And you can place your hand over your heart. So if you're able to send love to this person who bugs you, this group you find irritating, then that will be the intention. But if you're feeling that you just can't do it, then spend this round sending love to that part of you that can't do it. Just notice. May you be safe. May you feel loved. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. Noticing what comes up when we say, may you be free from suffering towards an enemy. Just noticing that. Sending love to that part of you. And whatever thoughts or emotions that arise, sending love. May you strong and resilient in body and mind. May you be filled with love and compassion, kindness for yourself and for others. And now, if you're able, this is a new level of challenge. Picturing someone or a group of people who really, really upsets you. You may even feel hatred towards this person or towards this group. And now also noticing thoughts and emotions that come up at the mere suggestion of sending love to someone who may have hurt you or hurt someone else or done terrible things. Just noticing the thoughts and judgments that arise, and sending love to that part of yourself, breathing into that part, noticing where in your body this comes up. Do you feel a tightening somewhere in your body? Just noticing that. Breathing into that space. Perhaps it's not even a person or a group, but just a feeling. A heavy, angry, scary feeling. Of all the weight of the world. Just noticing that. Noticing where you feel it in your body. Breathing into that. With compassion. And now, if you're ready, we'll send love to that scary, angry, hateful energy, person, group. And if you feel that you just can't bring yourself to do that, that's okay too.
then you can send love to that part of you that feels like you can't. May you be safe. May you feel loved. May your heart fill with love and compassion. May you love yourself. May your heart be light. May you be strong and resilient in body and mind. May you be free from suffering. May you be filled with love and compassion for yourself and for others. Just check in now on how you're feeling in your body. Notice any points of tension. And allow yourself to relax. Breathe into that tension or that pain. Loving that part of you that's sending a message or wants to be heard or seen. And just notice the space that that sensation or tension takes up. And just breathing into it. Fully accepting and allowing that it's here. No pushing. Just noticing and allowing. Notice whether it moves or changes in quality. Is it sharp or dull? Just notice. And when you're ready, We're going to send love to the whole world. Can you imagine this space? That your body is taking up in the room. And that your heart is taking up in this room. Can you gently expand that awareness, noticing the space that the room takes up? Or if you're outdoors while you're listening to this, the space that the outdoors take up. Expanding that awareness into the space that the building or that you're the block that you're on takes up in the world. Now expand that awareness. And just gently, can you imagine the sense of what your neighborhood takes up? The space that your neighborhood takes up in space, in the world. And if you have trouble picturing it or sensing it, that's okay. No need to force. Just ask yourself the question, can you imagine? Now, can you imagine the space that your city takes up? Just get a sense of the space. Can you get a sense of the space that all the people take up? All the different people in your city. So many different wants and desires and needs, expectations. Things they're looking forward to, things they love, things they don't like, all these different emotions. Can you just get a sense of the energy that takes up? What does it feel like? And now, can you get a sense of the space that your country takes up in the world? And now, can you get a sense for the space that your entire continent takes up? Just expanding that sense of awareness. And now, as you sit or stand, wherever you are, can you get a sense of the space and boundaries that the planet Earth takes up in space? And now we'll send loving kindness to the entire planet. Can you just gently imagine all of the beings on this planet? In the oceans, on the land. Perhaps the planet herself or itself is a living organism. All of the people, all of the plants, bacteria, insects, animals. The ocean. The wind. The earth. May you be safe. May you be happy. May your life serve a greater purpose, and may you have the experience of seeing that purpose, feeling it, living it, being connected to that purpose. May you be free from suffering. May you be filled with love and compassion for yourself and for others. May you have a sense of connection to all that is. let's just take one moment to thank ourselves, to bless ourselves, to send love to yourself, wherever you need it. Thank you for spending this time for giving this time not only to yourself, but to the world. And may you know the difference it makes. May you feel a little happier today, a little brighter, a little more compassionate with yourself and with others. Well, thank you for taking part in that loving kindness meditation with me today. I hope that you enjoyed it. Coming up next in just a moment here on CITR is Parts Unknown with DJ Chris Arific. And you can go to CITR.ca and download today's episode. It'll be labeled Kyle Cease Eclipse and Loving Kindness Meditation. If you tuned in partway through and you want to put it on your one of your devices and listen to it again, so again, you can go to CITR.ca to download that. You can also probably find it on my YouTube channel, which is a spiritual show. So sending lots of love. Be well. Namaste.
This ad caught your attention. It also caught the attention of the coolest people from Squamish to Bellingham, music fans, students, and members of various cultural communities. If you want your ad to do the same, advertise with CITR and Discorder. If you've got a rad new ad or just something you want to share, whether in print, on air, or online, promote your wares, services, or events with us. Contact us at advertising@CITR.ca or call 604-822-4342.